from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Football season, counting the days, and lucky enough to have Jeff Crane, interim AD at the University of Memphis, or deputy AD at the University of Memphis, or... Jeff, what official title? How should I address you here now,
you know,
in studio?
Either of those is fine. I'll be the interim athletics director for about another 10 days when Ed Scott takes over on the 29th of July.
But you are still running the show till Ed gets here on the 29th.
Basically. Yeah, absolutely. Ed and I talk just about every day and keep him up to date on all things going on in Memphis athletics and make sure that he's involved in decision making. This time of year, there's a lot of planning, a lot of decisions that are made as we lead into the upcoming academic year and the start of our season. So a lot happening, and he's been tremendous and very great. Gracious to me, and we've kept him in the loop since he was named the AD a few weeks ago.
Have you decided what your future will hold? I know that given the very good work you've done here at the University of Memphis and how much you care about the place, that you were interested in having the job that he ultimately got. Have you decided going forward whether you're going to be a part of this or not? I can't imagine what that's like to make those decisions.
Yeah, you know, as mentioned, I'll continue in this interim AD role for a few more days, and Ed and I are in conversation about that, about what that may look like as we go forward, and no decisions yet in that regard, but you know, so appreciative of the opportunity to be the interim AD here, and Dr. Hargrave's been such a great support for us in the athletics department since he started here, and been a great support to me over the last, I guess, almost 3 months now. And so, you know, excited for what the future holds, and we'll see where that goes from here.
It's interesting because it is such a time of opportunity for the University of Memphis with the new stadium, with the NIL stuff, with, but it's also, there's a lot of work in that. Like, the stadium doesn't build itself. One of the things that you wanted to talk about today was reminding people that the stadium project is underway. What has happened, for those of you who haven't driven by or looked at it or whatever else, what has happened so far and what is about to happen with the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium?
Yeah, so excited about the future of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium and the great vision that has been put forth for the future of that stadium. And you know, to get into the nuts and bolts of it, we started back in May the transition of all of the press and game operation spaces, moving from the west side of the stadium to the east side. That work continues, is making great progress. That'll all be complete by August 31st. For kickoff, so we're looking forward to that, and then that will make way for the demolition to begin on the west side, and there's actually been some bits and pieces of that that is already underway as we speak, and we've got some pretty big announcements coming over the next few days related to that demolition and some of the progress that's being made there, and going to take some big steps here in the next couple weeks to keep that going.
The west side, just to orient people again, in case, whatever, if you can't picture it in your head, that's the side that most folks sit on. It's the home side where the essentially, phase two will involve demolishing what? Well, how is this going to work? And this is not waiting until after this season. This is happening essentially now.
Yeah, that's right. And we felt it was important to get started now, because obviously the quicker we can get started, the quicker we can finish and realize the opportunities that that some of these new seating elements that we're going to be adding in, suites, loge boxes, club seats, realize the impact of those. And so to answer your question, everything above row 25 on that west side will be demolished. So those chair backs will still be there. They'll still be in use this season as well as next season. And then everything above that row 25 will be demolished. So making way for the rebuild of the west side, which, as I said, will create a new premium seating tower, suites, club seats, loge boxes, all the modern-day amenities that you see in college and professional stadiums today.
Have most of the people, like in those first 25 rows, like the home team, the Tigers are still going to be, the team is going to be on that side, and have most of the people in those first 25 rows, they're still going to be there. Like, that's going to be – most of those people haven't moved over. They like their chair backs, and they're there on the home side, what is ostensibly at least now the home side.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some of our most popular seats. We do still have about 200 of those seats still remaining that we anticipate selling between now and kickoff. And, you know, I think that's a big message for folks is that overall the number of seats that we have will be decreased. And so encouraging folks to jump in and get those season tickets now. We also have some great packages on sale now. You can get four tickets and a parking pass for that home opener on August 31st for only $69. So, you know, great opportunity to jump in and see a team that is projected to be a preseason top 25. We hope selected to win the conference championship by the media next week at the media days for the American Athletic Conference. Just a lot of momentum that we have going forward.
So you mentioned, it's funny, like one of the complaints has been the stadium's too big. Like there's no urgency to buy tickets typically because it's such a big stadium. This year, you don't have that. Like, there is a reason to get your tickets now because stadium has gone, capacity has gone from what to what will it be this year?
Yeah, so we were at about the 58,000 range, give or take, and we're going down to 32,000 this season. So so there will be tremendous demand, we believe, for those 32,000 seats. Up to this point, with that first home game, we've sold over 20,000 tickets to that first home game already, and so just think that's going to create somewhat of that demand that we've been looking for that you talked about.
How have season ticket sales been going?
Tremendous. We have had 90% renewal year over year from last year. We also sold over 1,000 new season tickets. So we typically see in the month of August, there's a lot of folks that jump in and start buying tickets that maybe never had before. So you'll start to see our outreach ramp up pretty significantly here over the next few days. You know, those home crowds are hugely important to us. If you look at over the last 10 years, we've won 56 games at home in the last 10 years. And that puts us in a group with, let me see, it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan. And we're tied with Michigan in the last 10 years for most wins at home. So the crowds are a big part of that. That is a differentiator. That is something that contributes to our winning. And our fans are awesome and looking forward to big crowds again this season.
So when folks show up for the first game or games beyond, what will they what will the fan expect? Like, will there be giant construction? Like, what's it going to feel like? And I'm sure that the game day folks have focused on that. It'll still be the same excitement, but just walking in, is it going to feel dramatically different? Is it, and sort of pardon our dust signs up or something? What, how are you going to handle that?
No, there will be a very noticeable difference when fans arrive at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium on August 31st. We hope they'll see a West Side demolished or near demolished. And so it'll be quite a different experience in many ways. But we're thankful our general contractor is a national contractor, Barton Mallow, who does stadium renovations all over the country. They're doing this currently at Penn State and Vanderbilt and here in Memphis. And so they know how to navigate these things. So they put together a great plan to help us get fans in and out of the stadium. There will be some routing differences that I think fans will need to grow accustomed to, but we'll have signage and staff there to help move fans in and out of the stadium. And it's kind of one of those things, after they go through it one time, it'll, you know, they'll kind of see, okay, this is how I need to get there. But while the fan experience may be impacted in some ways this season, we know that what lies ahead is going to be a huge difference in the fan experience following the completion of this, which it will be ready to go for the 2026 season.
Right. It's like having your kitchen redone. You know, it'll be a bit of inconvenience in the meantime, but it's going to be spectacular. What most of that new stadium, and by the way, is it totally decided what it's going to look like? Do you, like, is it still, are decisions being made all the time about various things in the design of the new stadium, or is it pretty well set what it's going to look like? And then what excites you the most about it? When you think about, oh, this is going to be cool, what most sets you on fire?
Yeah, so we've been working on the design of the stadium, you know, as you know, with the city for about the last 2 years. So the design has been tweaked along the way. There'll certainly be some small tweaks as we go, but generally up through phase two, the design is complete. Now, there will be another phase to this. We still need to raise additional dollars in order to get that third phase going, but we have great momentum there as well. What I'm most excited about is it's going to create spaces that allow fans to socialize and congregate in ways that we've never been able to do that before. Certainly suites and club seats and loge boxes, but we're creating an enormous party patio that runs the length of the stadium that's going to give fans an opportunity to interact with others, create some new spaces for groups, etc., on this party patio. And now you've got the TV cameras are going to be right on this new side, this new west side renovation. And we just think that this party patio is going to be unique, going to create a lot of activity and food and beverage sales and all kinds of fun things that we can do with this space. And that'll all be ready, again, for the 2026 season.
If people want to get their season tickets, I get priority, I'm sure, for that new stadium coming down the pike, or the refurbished stadium. How do they get in touch with y'all?
Yeah, absolutely. Best way to do that is to go to gotigersgo.com/tickets. You'll see lots of options there. We've got different packages and on season tickets, and then single games as well. And then we'll be putting on sale soon some mini packages, and we've created a dynamic pass where you can pay a certain price and get a ticket that is assigned to you the week of the game. So,
yeah, explain to me how that works.
Yeah, so it's $149, and that's a season ticket. It's a ticket for every single game, and then we assign you a ticket or an actual seat location the week of the game. Could be anywhere, but primarily in the lower level. And that's a price point that we feel like drives a lot of young people to come to games who may not necessarily care about where they're sitting, but they want to come with a friend, and they may want to try out different parts of the stadium. So that is available for sale as we speak.
What is the status of, and I don't want to be selfish here, of the press box and the football, you know, are they gutting the old suites? How is this working? What's the status of all of that?
Yeah, so what we did was we took the second floor of the suites there on the east side and are moving all of the press space over there. I can tell you that you'll be happy to know that we have more space, lots more space than we had before. Seem to be oftentimes cramped in that
well,
area.
You know what? I didn't care from my own perspective. But I didn't like people from out of town mocking Memphis because of facilities, right? You know, so much of the facilities, whether it's at FedEx Forum or the new indoor practice facility, or a lot that has happened at the University of Memphis is first class and the FedEx, you know, corporate center over there, whatever. And people would come into the press box, which wasn't as bad as the previous press box, and they would be like, this is rinky-dink. And so really, you want a press box. In the end, that's where out-of-town media is working out of, and that is part of the impression. Will it give a positive impression, the new press box?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's being, you know, that entire floor is being renovated. So it's going to look and feel much different than it did before, certainly much different than the old one. You know, it's just going to have a new, fresh feel to it. It's going to be a lot more spacious and more in line with what you would see at a major college football stadium.
And how do you manage all of this? You're dealing with the normal ramping up of seasons. You're dealing with all of that. Plus, you're dealing with building a stadium. And by the way, raising the additional whatever it was, $27 million that still needed to be raised to unlock the money. And by the way, Laird and some other colleagues of yours are now up in Missouri. It must be an incredibly busy time over there.
You know, I would say that it's always busy in college athletics these days, and there's always unknowns and the like. But you know, when we have such great support, I mean, you know, that starts with the support that we got from the Fred Smith family and others who have contributed in major ways to this stadium project. When you have folks that are behind you like that, it really lifts all boats, so to speak. And we have a tremendous staff, and our staff takes great pride in this university and in this city to do things that have never been done here before. And I think that's what keeps us all motivated and excited to come to work every day. But the challenges are plentiful across college athletics, not just for the University of Memphis. But I think we're flexible enough here where we can navigate those things, and our coaches and student athletes are tremendous. We have some of the best in the business right here in Memphis.
Next week is AAC Media Day down in Dallas. And it is true. You look everywhere, and this football team is picked as the best in the conference and maybe the best in the group of five. There's got to be some excitement around that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there are things happening in our football program that you just don't see at other places across the country. Look no further than Seth Hennigan. I mean, Seth Hennigan is
a
four-year starter at the University of Memphis. He's the only one in Division I football that fits that. You know, when you see those sort of things happening, that means something special is happening at the University of Memphis. So, you know, just really excited about the football program in particular and where that's headed. Coach Silverfield has done a tremendous job building the program to the point where it is today. I think he's thread the needle so well in terms of the transfer portal and recruiting traditional high school student athletes. You know, there's a lot of momentum behind that program, a lot of buzz, and really excited to get kicked off here in just over a month.
Once again, demolition is going to start shortly on the west side, and it's going to be reduced capacity. And so if you want to get your tickets for this year, by all means, you're at 90% renewal for season ticket holders. So the other 10% can jump in there and get that done. And anyone new, just go to Go Tigers Go. Is that right?
Yes, sir. GoTigersGo.com/tickets.
That is Jeff Crane. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Chris Hennigan on the other side. Jeff Dawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.